Welcome back to the Bama Beat. I'm Ben Jones here with Taren Walk. We're headed in to the long off season. This is the time of year when there's very little in the college athletics sphere happening. Taren, what are we going to talk about?
Football still.
Yeah, that's true. We probably talk about football every week, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only consistent thing in my life.
Coffee and football.
Coffee and football.
Yeah. It's May 13th as we're recording this podcast. Today we're going to get started on our position breakdown for the Alabama football roster for the 2019 season. We're going to have probably one of these a week up until the start of fall camp. Going to go one position at a time. Today we're talking about the wide receivers. Maybe you could make an argument that this is probably the best position group on Alabama's roster, top to bottom.
Well, it doesn't have Tua, so you can't make that argument.
No, but Tua is just one dude. You know, like last year, you could have made the argument that quarterback was the top position group on the roster. Although, you know, last year Tua Tagovailoa was still a little bit of an unknown. You know, you'd seen him in the national championship game. At this point, you've got four really good wide receivers coming back, three juniors, a sophomore, and potentially some newcomers as well. You lose a couple of guys from last year's team, Derek Keith and Xavier Marks, who had been special teams contributors, but probably not going to hurt your overall production for this group. Doesn't really change the way that you do things.
Nope.
Yeah. Jerry Jeudy, of course.
Jerry Juking Jeudy.
Mm-hmm. Did win
the Billing.
Biletnikoff.
You want to pronounce it? Biletnikoff.
How are you going to pronounce it?
Billinkoff. Belichick.
Won the Fred Biletnikoff Award.
Biletnikoff.
As the nation's top wide receiver. He's back for his junior season, probably going to be his last season in an Alabama uniform. We should start bracing you guys for that right now.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Not that I care, but.
Henry Ruggs also had a very nice sophomore season. I think would be the number one receiver for, you know, probably about 10 teams in the SEC last year. Maybe not at Ole Miss or at Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 12 teams, I guess. Devontae Smith was hurt a little bit, but still had a very fine year overall. Jalen Waddle, against the odds, comes through and is able to post a really outstanding freshman year with those other three guys. And then there will be some newcomers to the roster as well that we can talk about. Some guys who redshirted last year that didn't get to play. Some guys that are in this year's recruiting class who might be able to contribute as well. Just a very strong group.
Clearly, this is one of the deepest positions on the roster, considering you took 2 minutes to describe everyone that is still around.
Yeah.
But
would you say it's the deepest? Have I talked you into it? Or are you still going to make the argument for quarterback?
Pending. Catch me at the end of the podcast and we'll see.
You could probably also throw in the secondary or outside linebackers in this discussion as well.
Okay, let's not add more to my like debate.
No. We're also going to point out that as we're recording this podcast in May, we're going to publish this shortly after we record it, but depending on when you guys consume this podcast, you might be listening to it later in the summer. You might be listening to it in August when we go through our position previews in print, just to apply that disclaimer. Last year, that was important because we did a couple of them in June or July, and just by the nature of it, things happen in June or July, and guys might transfer, guys might get booted off the team for one reason or another, guys who are going to enroll might not enroll, injuries happen, things happen at some point.
You could be like me and just consume them all the week before the season opener.
Yeah, Taren last year, before she started the job here full-time, on her drive as she was moving to Tuscaloosa.
12 hours.
Listened to all of our podcasts breaking down the roster just continuously.
I think I was annoyed with y'all before I even saw you.
Yeah, she's never reacted well to my voice ever since then.
No, so. That's not true. That's a little dramatic. But it was a lot of podcast.
Yeah. Wide receivers, one of the things that I'll be most interested to see from the wide receiver group this year is how they're used. You know, last year, I think Alabama figured out that its best personnel grouping most of the time was 11 personnel, one running back and one tight end and three wide receivers out there. This year, that might not be the case. That's not to say that last year there were not times when they didn't use two running backs or two tight ends or two running backs and two tight ends, but there was a lot of times where you just saw a single back formation with three wide receivers and a tight end out there. This year, there's not an experienced tight end coming back. You probably don't have a couple of running backs that you can play at the same time like you did with Josh Jacobs at points last year. You might see some more four or even five wide receiver packages this year to take advantage of all that talent, which I think would be really interesting.
Just send them. Just send them straight down. Let's see that deep ball. Every play? Every single, every other play. You know, you got to shake it up.
Did you see the video a couple weeks ago? Maybe it wasn't a couple weeks ago. But
when they raced each other?
Henry Ruggs and Jalen Waddle racing each other.
I couldn't tell who won because the video, like, dipped down the moment they crossed the line. And I was like, excuse me.
It was a cell phone camera. And, yeah.
He got excited and it's not moved away.
It's not the greatest quality. And the camera is moving, like, panning from right to left to try and catch up to them as they're crossing the finish line. Those guys are just a blur anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think our best videographers have deduced that Henry Ruggs might have beat him with a finishing kick, but it was close.
It's a photo finish.
Yeah.
Put him in the derby.
Yeah. Newcomers for this group.
John Mechie.
Yeah, John Mechie.
I don't even have the roster up, but that was just a name that was said a lot during the spring game.
Yeah. What was it, 5 catches for $133 in the spring game? Is that correct?
I don't have the stats up.
I thought
you were pulling the spring stats up. I have the roster.
Yeah. I took a look at him before we started. I think he had 5 catches in the spring game for over 100 yards. As with all spring stats, we have to apply the disclaimer.
Yes.
Playing against the second team defense, of course, he's also playing with the second team quarterback and second team offensive line. Still, for a guy who only got here on campus in December, that's really, really impressive.
It'll be interesting to see if they put the newcomers out on the field, because I guess we have no idea whether or not it's going to end up being games where they're up by 5 touchdowns and can put backups in like that. I don't know.
I think there will be some games like that. You know, if you look at Jalen Waddle's stats from last year, by the end of the season, he was definitely a part of that wide receiver rotation and playing as much as any of the three sophomores. You really were the backbone of the group. But earlier in the season, they kind of had to break him into that role a little bit. He had the 97-yard touchdown reception, I think, which was from Mac Jones in like the last 5 minutes of a blowout game.
More than half of Mac Jones's passing yards.
Yeah, for the whole season.
no offense,
but Mac Jones is kind of a demonstration of the guy was ready to play when he got here, but he might not have been ready to play with the first teamers. And by the end of the season, he was clearly ready to do that.
Yeah. So we'll see if that is like how it develops this year too.
Yeah. Xavier Williams and Slade Bolden both redshirted last year, right? Those are the other two new guys to keep an eye on. Not new to the roster, but could be new as players because they didn't really...
New to the playing field.
Yes.
Like an active roster.
Yeah. I think it would probably be difficult for those two guys to break in and have, you know, a real big role necessarily, just considering everybody else that we've talked about. But it is worth keeping an eye on those guys, you know, perhaps late in some blowout games. Perhaps towards the future, because as we already alluded to with Jerry Jeudy, you might not be able to see some of these other wide receivers around for all that much longer.
Right. I mean, that's three who could potentially all go at the end of next year with Tua Tagovailoa.
Jerry Jeudy's 2018 stats, he finished with 68 receptions for 1,315 yards, 14 touchdowns. Henry Ruggs had 46 receptions for 741 yards and 11 touchdowns. Jalen Waddle, actually second on the team in receiving yards, had 45 catches, so just one fewer than Ruggs, one more than Irv Smith, 848 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Ooh, he
pays
could
off
have
to have that 97.
Out. Oh, yeah, I
pays
guess
off to have
that
97 yard reception, doesn't
there
it?
There is that too.
Yeah, and Devontae Smith in 14. The statistics say he played in 14 games, although he got hurt, I believe it was pretty early in the Missouri game, and then missed one more game, so it was really more like playing in 13 games. Had 42 receptions for 693 yards and 6 touchdowns as well.
Yeah, they kept him, even when he did play, though, after the injury, he was kind of limited. It's not like he was out there as often as Ruggs and Jeudy.
Yeah, I think by the end of the season, he was at 100%, but for a while, it took some time for him to get back.
There was no reason to push him because there were the other two.
Yeah. It is interesting, as we talk about some of the guys who didn't play a lot last year and the possibility of whether they break into more playing time this year, this could apply to John Mechie as well. just looking at how top heavy the receivers were last year. After the top four wide receivers, do you want to guess who the next wide receiver was who had the most receptions?
I have no idea.
There's not that many options.
I know.
He's not returning to the team this year because he's a senior.
Was it Xavier Marks?
Mm-mm. Xavier Marks did not have a reception.
Oh, well.
Year. Again.
Never mind on that one. It's the other one who left then.
Derek Keefe, who had four receptions for 39 yards and a touchdown.
For some reason, I always forget about him. Yeah. I always think he's like a running back, and he's not. Chief Keefe? He's definitely not.
Yeah. When I say top heavy, I don't mean that all of the catches and all the yards were concentrated on one player. I just mean that the catches and yards were mostly concentrated with those four guys.
Which, like, four people is a lot. Normally, you see, like, one or two up top and breaking away.
Yeah.
But this is, like, four strong contenders.
Mm-hmm. So, Jerry Jeudy, like we've talked about, probably off to the NFL after this coming season. Jalen Waddle will not be leaving for the NFL after this season because he's a sophomore. Would you say that Henry Ruggs or Devontae Smith is more likely to go to the NFL after this year?
Ooh. I would say Devontae Smith.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because you want me to say Henry Ruggs. Just kidding. Well, also, like, I just think of them personality-wise, and Devontae Smith is kind of just building. He had that dip last year that I think maybe if he comes out and just has a really strong junior season, he could go, and then it's building off of what was expected of him last year after the second and 26 throw. But it didn't happen last year, so he could do it this year, if that's making sense.
Yeah.
Kind of building off the potential he had that he didn't build off of last year. Not that he had a bad year, but it's like after a second and 26, you expect to be like the number one dude.
Yeah, that was one of the interesting things going into last year. You had Henry Ruggs, who led the team in touchdown receptions, I believe, as a freshman, just because every time he caught the ball in 2017, it was for a touchdown.
Yeah.
You had Jerry Jeudy, who was probably the most talented of the three, and I think that showed up on the field in 2018. And then you had Devontae Smith, who had the biggest catch of all of them as a freshman, and probably still has the biggest catch of all of them over the last 2 years. I don't think anyone has topped that at this point, or would top that.
Imagine if you morphed all three of them into one super receiver.
Did you know that last year, five Alabama players posted among the top 30 receiving seasons of all time, Irv Smith being the other one. So four wide receivers being in the top 32 receiving
seasons of Alabama all
time?
Time.
Yeah.
That does not surprise me. I mean, because you also had two throw.
It should probably surprise you a little bit. You play football for 120 years, and then in 1 year you have four of these guys who are all in the top 30.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, Alabama's always had a really strong running back history, run game history, that this was finally a time where, I swear to God, we heard the question, is this a different kind of offense? Are you passing it more than normal? Like, just to mock our own crew. But I think that goes to show it's true. I mean, the fact that there were five like that.
Yeah. Also, will be interesting to see all of these guys kind of move their way up the all-time receiving list at Alabama with one or two or three more years to go. Jerry Jeudy goes into the year with 82 career receptions. That puts him 23rd in school history. Although, if you assume that he's going to get, you know, a minimum of 50 receptions if he's healthy, then he's into the top six or seven overall already. Probably not going to beat Amari Cooper, Calvin Ridley, both over 220 career receptions for a couple of reasons. One, because they have so many guys.
That's what I was going to say. The depth here is not preventing, but it does keep a lot of them from just skyrocketing to the top of these lists.
Yeah, if you'd had Jerry Jeudy on the 2014 and on the 2014 team instead of Amari Cooper, then you might have had Jerry Jeudy with 100 plus receptions that year. That's not going to be the case for Jerry Jeudy this year because you do have Henry Ruggs, you do have Devontae Smith, and you do have Jalen Waddle.
So many ingredients.
Mm-hmm. It's also possible, based on a big year, that he could end up being in the top five or so in yards in Alabama football history. Amari Cooper, again, holds the record, 3,463. Jerry Jeudy has 1,579 career yards, but if he posts a 1,000-yard season, then he's already in the top five, would be ahead of Ozzie Newsome. Not a bad guy to move ahead of on the list.
He still has a better name. Ozzie Newsome over Jerry Jeudy?
I don't know.
Ozzie always wins.
Henry Ruggs actually has more career receptions than Jerry Jeudy. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
17 for Ruggs and 16 for Jeudy.
I got to go back and memorize the stat book. You asked me if that surprised me, and then when I think about it more, you think about all the records the passing game broke as a whole, that Tua Tagovailoa broke. It's like, okay, that's inevitable that the receivers ended up doing so as well in their respective categories.
Yeah,
it's just that was how that offense worked last year.
I think the reason why Henry Ruggs might be a bigger threat to go pro than Devontae Smith after the 2019 season would just be his measurables. His speed, his size. He's going to go to the combine and he's going to light it up.
He's physical as heck.
Yeah. All of those things combined, you know, Jerry Jeudy is probably going to be a first-round draft pick. I think Ruggs is going to draw enough attention this year that he'll have that kind of possibility, and he could really make himself some money in the lead up to the NFL draft.
They're all just so different.
I don't know. They're not identical guys, but you don't have a guy who's, you know, a 6'5 possession type receiver out of this group.
That's true.
You don't have a guy who's a 5'10 water bug slot type receiver in this group. I think they're probably more similar than they are different.
Yeah, but there also are.
Jalen Waddle, I think, would be the most different out of the four of them, probably, because he's the smallest and maybe has. I want to say he has the best speed, but we also just talked about how he got beat by Henry Ruggs. Yeah.
It's like a roadrunner. Beep, beep.
Yeah.
I just remember from the game day story I did when they were still about neck and neck, numbers wise, like the super sophomores and whatnot. And it's just a lot of people did think they were a lot alike, but then at the same time, like, but they're also different. They also have their own skill sets that are just like we mentioned it before. Jerry Jeudy has the fundamentals that are really well, like, and he can juke like no other. And then it's like Ruggs was the touchdown dude. I really wish his last name started with a T so I could be like touchdown something.
Touchdown Tony.
Touchdown Taryn.
Yeah.
And then Devontae.
Is this your new nickname?
Touchdown Taryn.
I'm not calling you that.
Don't call me that. And then there was Smitty, who has like the big moments. I could see him getting more of those, like just impressive catches.
What was your favorite play for Jerry Jeudy last year? Did you have one?
LSU.
When he made about three guys jump out of their cleats trying to tackle him?
Yeah.
I like the one.
When's the one with Ole Miss where he made the guy just stop? Or he like broke his ankles. He stopped on a dime, and we were all like, "What in the world?"
That was my favorite one.
Oh my God.
They ended up calling him out of bounds on that play, but
no, no.
Just you know, regardless of where the field ends, the ability to stop and restart that quickly, and you know, force a defender to miss like that is a really rare ability for anyone, but I think particularly at the wide receiver position.
That gave us all whiplash.
Yeah.
There's a collective gasp in that press box.
Yeah. Devontae Smith, his career highlight, obviously remains second in 26. Henry Ruggs, I think the most impressive play that we saw from him last year was probably against Missouri, where he caught the ball and just turned on the Jets. I think he was behind the line of scrimmage and just took off. There were a couple of Missouri defenders who had the angle on him, and they couldn't make the tackle. I don't think that they were even able to really kind of lunge at him or anything. I think he was just too fast and outran the safety down the sideline.
That was an issue a lot of, like, even Alabama's own defensive backs brought up in the spring. It's like, in order to stop Henry Ruggs, you have to have a hand on him or you're screwed. Mm-hmm. You have to already have a hand on him.
Yeah.
Or else.
And just trying to stick with him, you know, in coverage is not the easiest thing either for a guy with that kind of athleticism.
I wonder how slow he would make me look if I ran next to him.
I don't want to know. if we replace Jalen Waddle with you,
I'll be down in a minute. Oh, that would be very embarrassing.
Yeah,
we're not going to do that.
Yeah, I will be really curious to see how John Metchie sorts out as a player this year. If they feel like they need to get him on the field, if they feel like they can save him with a red shirt, perhaps playing him in four games. I don't know. Might depend on what they need him to do on special teams as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. He could play a huge factor in special teams.
Yeah.
Kind of like Waddle did at the very beginning.
Right.
Put Waddle back there.
Yeah.
It's too entertaining.
We'll do another special teams podcast, so we don't want to delve too deeply into that at this point, although you'll probably have to wait several weeks to listen to it. However, we should be talking also about the new wide receiver coach.
Holman Wiggins.
Mm-hmm. It's another year.
Like the contractor.
And it's another new wide receiver coach for Alabama.
Shocker.
You had Mike Locksley 2 years ago. Last year you had, well, I guess it was 3 years ago, you had Billy Napier, and then you had Mike Locksley, and then you have Josh Gattis. And now it's the fourth guy in 4 years for this position group. Holman Wiggins coming over from Virginia Tech, which if you look at some of the receivers that he's produced, there's not a Pro Bowl wide receiver on there, but some very good seasons for some guys at Virginia Tech and some offenses that struggled overall, didn't always have the best quarterback play, sometimes were a little bit more run heavy.
It'll be interesting to see, because you brought it up before, how they're going to line everyone up, whether or not they are going to put 4 or 5 guys out there and just send mm-hmm. them like a NCAA video game I play. I always just send them. I think I do Hail Mary on every play. But
how's that work out for you?
There's a 50-50 chance it doesn't. or it's intercepted. So it's either it doesn't work or it's intercepted.
Yeah.
So don't do that. But yeah, Holman Wiggins. We'll see how he ends up figuring that out and whether or not he takes risks and does put a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
And just make some fun routes and routes and whatnot.
Still Steve Sarkisian's offense, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got that final touch with the wide receivers themselves.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good situation for him to be walking into, obviously, when you have potentially 2 or 3 first-round draft picks with this group. We'll see at least one for certain.
All to the Washington Redskins.
It is worth... Well, I'm sorry, what?
I said all to the Washington Redskins.
Yeah. It is worth pointing out, now that we've kind of discussed some of the possibilities of these guys going pro next year, there's some really good wide receivers around the country who could go pro next year, which could end up impacting the decision of some of these guys.
I don't think all 3 will go.
On whether or not they want to come out. So if you give me a second, I can find some of these names for you here. T. Higgins from Clemson being one. Tylan Wallace from Oklahoma State also going to be eligible. Laviska Shenault from Colorado. And then there's always going to be the possibility of guys popping up during the course of the year. C.D. Lamb at Oklahoma. So there's 4 guys elsewhere around the country who could all end up going pro after this year and be very high draft picks at wide receiver, which would impact the decision of a guy, probably not like Jerry Jeudy, because I think Jerry Jeudy is talented enough to be in the first round no matter what, but could impact the decision of a guy like Henry Ruggs or Devontae Smith, whether they want to come out with this group.
No, I agree. And Jerry knows he's good. It's kind of entertaining talking to him because he'll just like talk about his own talent. And it's entertaining. It's like, good, you know. And you actually will talk about it rather than being like, team, 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 team. But now if anyone from Alabama's office listens to this, that's going to change.
I think Jerry's fine. Yeah, I don't think he goes too
I enjoy
far,
talking right? to him. Oh, yeah, no. But it is entertaining when they all like bash each other and they're like, no, I'm faster, I'm faster. I definitely kick his butt. And
I think Ruggs is the only one who really has a case for being the fastest out of all of them. Maybe Jalen Waddle. I don't know if Devontae or Jerry can make that case at this point.
Yeah, it is. I just like when they talk about it because it's like they actually smile, enjoy it, and laugh about it and whatnot.
What we need is we need all 4 of them running a race together, not a cell phone camera video.
That wasn't even an iPhone. Just saying.
And then this can all be resolved.
Yeah, I think that's something that should be the first day of practice.
I think that's a good place to resolve this podcast as well.
Wait, who would you think would win?
I mean, we just saw Henry Ruggs beat Jalen Waddle. I'm going to put my money on Henry Ruggs again.
I'm going to put a healthy Smitty out there. I don't think he's that fast.
Okay. I'll take Ruggs. You can take Smitty. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Bama Beat. We hope you guys enjoyed that. And if you did, we'd appreciate it if you would leave us a rating or a review. Thank you to Traveler and Shane W71, who both left us reviews on iTunes last week. If you could subscribe to the podcast, leave us a rating or leave us a review. All of that helps other people find the podcast, helps us continue to doing the podcast. We enjoy doing it. We hope you guys do as well. We've told you that if you guys get us to the point where we have 200 ratings on iTunes, we will stop asking you for ratings or reviews for 25 episodes. That's like 8 weeks of podcasts, right, Taryn?
About that much, yeah.
Yeah. That's like half of a football season, or like most of the off season left. If you get us to 20, we're at, I think, 120 right now. All right, folks. Thanks for listening.